President Donald Trump recently said pharmaceutical companies are getting away with murder. I could not agree more, and I was encouraged by his recognition of the arbitrary pricing tactics of Big Pharma and resulting skyrocketing drug costs across America. President Trump also said Big Pharma has a lot of lobbyists and a lot of power. And that's certainly true, not only at the national level, but right here in Pennsylvania. I've seen this firsthand over the last few years as they continue to spend exorbitant amounts of money lobbying for insurance coverage mandates for expensive and oftentimes unproven drugs. They also have repeatedly thwarted any attempts to require transparency in their egregious pricing tactics that leave many Pennsylvanians unable to afford their medications. In an effort to downplay their role in increasing health care costs, Big Pharma likes to point out they're only 10% of all health care costs in the U.S. However, that's not an insignificant number. Health care is 1/6 of the United States' total economy, which makes pharmaceuticals a multi-billion dollar industry that is only getting bigger. Today, for example, the average price of a new cancer drug is well over $100,000 a year. Zaltrap, a drug used to treat advanced colon cancer, was approved by the FDA in 2012. The clinical trial of this drug proved to be very similar to another drug called Avastin. In other words, it was like Coke battling Pepsi. However, Zaltrap, when first approved, cost more than twice as much as Avastin, or $11,000 a month. Prices generally never come down when comparable drugs enter the marketplace. For example, Gleevec, which is used to treat blood cancer, is the top-selling drugs for industry giant Novartis, bringing in more than $4 billion a year in sales, a total of $35 billion since the drug came to market. Despite the introduction of several new drugs like Gleevec, for example, the price tripled from $28,000 per year in 2001 to $92,000 in 2012. Most recently, the cost of the EpiPen, which most of us in here are well aware of, a life-saving medication for severe allergic conditions and reactions, increased by nearly 500% with virtually no explanation. The question I have for all these statistics is why? Big Pharma consistently points to research and development as major cost drivers in the overall cost of the drug. However, it's no secret they spend billions in marketing and advertising. Every time we turn on a TV in these last 8 to 10 years, we see drug commercials that encourage us all to be self-prescribers. Healthcare costs overall are out of control, and the pharmaceuticals are a big part of that. Given the magnitude of the industry, there's a great need for transparency and accountability. Therefore, I am reintroducing Senate Bill 893, from last session, which will establish the Pharmaceutical Transparency Commission to review drug prices in Pennsylvania. This legislation will require pharmaceutical companies to disclose information about their pricing. It will also establish a commission comprised of government officials and a private sector and private sector representatives who will review the prices and determine if they are reasonably priced in relation to the overall cost of producing the drug. Last fall, I had a hearing on the affordability of prescription drugs in Pennsylvania. I heard many heart-wrenching stories of people struggling to pay for their medicines. Some of the most saddened stories were from parents who could not afford necessary medications for their children. While much of the focus has been on mandating insurers over these life-saving medications, this would only spread the burden of paying for these medications to employers and individuals paying the premiums. Rather than making others pay, we should focus on making the drugs more affordable by bringing transparency and accountability to the big pharma industry. While Governor Wolf faces many challenges in the upcoming legislative session, I hope he will help make drug pricing and affordability a priority. This is truly a bipartisan issue that will help all Pennsylvanians. I encourage all my colleagues in the General Assembly to support this important piece of legislation that will shed light on the pricing of the pharmaceutical industry and result in more reasonable and affordable prices for life-saving drugs in Pennsylvania. Mr. President, I serve as chairman of the Banking and Insurance Committee, and I have for 11 years. Now, there isn't two more industries in this country of ours that are more heavily regulated than banking and the insurance industry. The pharmaceutical industry pretty much flies by the seat of its pants. Very little oversight, and I think it's going forward, and some of the figures I just mentioned is something we need to approach and approach fast. I think the days of laissez-faire in regards to the pharmaceutical industry need to be under control and taken over.